Do you have a wedding in your family this summer? What are some ways that parents can set a young couple up for success? Dr. Greg Smalley offers tips and last-minute advice for brides and grooms on today's show as we welcome Dr. Greg Smalley. He serves as Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. And good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate it, Greg, always. All right, so a question right off the bat. Did you know what you were getting into when you got married?
not at all, which is okay, because I always say that marriage is the greatest adventure that you're ever going to go on. It's this amazing journey.
Yep.
And like any journey, you don't know what's up around the next bend. You don't know what's around the next corner. And that's a part of the fun part, is that Aaron and I, we just literally celebrated 31 years just last week.
Congratulations.
Together. Thank you. And that's what I love, is that we really don't know what's going to happen next. And we certainly didn't know, you know, everything that we needed to know to make a marriage, you know, strong.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, that's a part of life, is that we get to grow together and learn together. And we're committed to each other, going, hey, we'll just keep walking forward and figuring this out as we go along, getting help when we need it.
Yeah.
That's great. So, Greg, for those that are just ready to tie the knot this summer, what's the top piece of advice you'd give them in these last weeks before they get married?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing to understand is that as you get married, there's so much change that's taking place within your relationship. You know, whether you're moving to a new place, a new house, a new city, starting new jobs, more schooling, I mean, you think about just the sheer volume of changes, decisions, who's sleeping on what side, and all those things that creates, it kind of knocks the individuals a little off balance, and that can easily create conflict. Mm-hmm. And so I always just encourage couples, just understand that there's so much change. Keep talking about that. You know, give each other a whole lot of grace, you know, because you're learning now how to deal with just all these little changes and making decisions together in conflict. Just, you know, it's such an easy thing to happen when you're going through all that change. And so just commit to each other, hey, we're going to repair when we hurt each other or offend each other or irritate each other. Let's just repair that real quick, and let's keep moving forward. But I think that's a lot of what shocks couples, is that they're like, whoa, you know, what happened? Why are we all of a sudden at each other's throats? And it's just all that change.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember when my daughter got married. Well, my wife got married to me too, but you know what I mean. But when my daughter got married, she told us later, years later, that she remembers coming back from the honeymoon and then realizing she didn't get to come home. Yeah. She didn't go to our house anymore. And so there was that whole leave and cleave thing. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think part of what's going on too is that you think there are losses. I mean, we're losing, you know, as relationships change and shift, which totally appropriate, but you're right. You know, coming back from the honeymoon, again, all those things change, and it's okay to go through those and just grieve that together as a couple. You know, ask each other what's some of the big losses that you're feeling right now. I think leaving and cleaving, I think part of what you're trying to figure out around the leaving part is what part of our single lifestyle are we leaving? What are some baggage that we need to let go of? You know, that's the kind of stuff that you're leaving. I think cleaving, there's two parts of cleaving which I think is really cool. One is you're learning how to be united and bonded, you know, what God brought together, let no one separate it. And so you're learning how to really bond together, but actually there's another meaning of the word cleave that means close pursuit. And so now that you're married, now that you're going to get busy doing all this other stuff and life's just going to start happening, you're learning also to cleave. In other words, how am I going to keep pursuing you? How are we going to stay closely pursuing each other? And that's so important to figure out because, again, life just happens.
That's right.
And all of a sudden you start to feel, you know, that you're drifting apart. And that's what you're trying to guard. And so that's why I love that word cleave as it means close pursuit.
I love that. Yeah.
Me too. So not only are there losses, but there's also gains. You gain more family, you know, and you've got in-laws, and we want them to be in-love laws instead of outlaws. So how do we... How do we do that? How do we have a warm family relationship and embrace that new family member?
You know, I think that if you walk in with a lot of curiosity, understanding, you know, I'm now learning a whole new way to relate to different people. Even as you were dating and engaged, I'm telling you, when the rings go on and you make that lifelong commitment, things change, relationships change. And you want to have that attitude, well, I want to keep learning and growing. And you know, now that I'm in this family, boy, you know what? I was actually just in Chicago, downtown, walking around with my middle daughter and her brand new husband. And as we were walking around, part of what we asked each other was, hey, how are we doing relationally? And what's something that I could do to help encourage you? It was really interesting to hear from my son-in-law, Jordan, to go, you know, I love it when, you know, maybe once a week you initiate a phone call just to see how I'm doing. And I was like, you know what? I could do that.
That's
I'm not
cool.
a big phone person. But, you know, just understanding that, you know, that's something that he appreciates. You know, I'm an introvert, so the last thing I want to do is talk to anybody on the phone. You know, I hate people, so please don't call me. But he loves that, and that's a part of who he is. So I think
that's
it's just a part of just let's keep asking and checking out how are we doing, how are things going. If it feels like there's some tension, man, face that stuff now. You don't want to let that stuff build, and all of a sudden, 10 years down the road, you have no relationship with your in-laws. And so just know that things change, and so we got to keep learning along the way. And that's why I think one of my favorite marriage principles is that we're always changing, so let's just keep being curious and rediscover each other along the way. And that includes family members as well.
Yeah. Talking to Dr. Greg Smalley, and it's a great resource that Focus on the Family has. As a matter of fact, the whole kit, whole kinds of things for you, the Ready to Wed series of materials that they have. But, you know, one thing that I've learned over the years, Greg, is to, and we mentioned this on the air just a little bit ago, and that is to consistently, what's the word I used? Study?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
to study your spouse, you know, and to learn more, because we do change in different seasons of our lives, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if our attitude is, I want to earn a PhD in my spouse, that just means we're going to keep learning, asking good questions, growing, knowing that my wife of 31 years, I wrote an article one time called The Four Women I've Been Married To, All Named Aaron. You know, because who she was in her 20s, different than her 30s, 40s, and and of course back to her 20s. I don't know how that worked, but So if we're committed to that, I ask one of my very favorite questions to ask people is, hey, if you could go back to that, you know, that young groom, you know, or young bride, what would you say to that person? And if I could go back and talk to the 23-year-old Greg, just about to get married, I would tell him, man, keep growing as an individual. You're walking in with a lot of baggage, and that's going to really hurt your wife. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your marriage until you deal with that stuff. And I love that, let's continue to pursue each other and grow as a couple, but, man, let's keep working on our own self and growing closer to the Lord and just dealing with all that junk and baggage that we have as individuals.
So, Greg, sometimes the messiness of life just floods in, and sometimes it comes before you're even married as people get, you know, stressed about the wedding and all that stuff. So how do you work through conflict when you're not even married yet, or maybe just, you know, work with your adult children that are getting married concerning things that come up, there is conflict as you even prepare for the wedding?
Yeah. I think a pet peeve of mine is that we often use the word conflict resolution in talking about dealing with conflict. And I think most conflict, there's no solution. We're not trying to resolve it, fix it. I think the best thing I've learned about conflict is that we need to learn how to repair it. And because most of the stuff is perpetual based on personality differences or lifestyle differences. And if our attitude is, hey, when I'm hurt or frustrated by something that you did, I'm going to come and repair that. And that means that I really focus in on the emotions of, hey, what was that like for you? Is whatever just happened between us, tell me what was that like? And then we care about how our spouse or how our in-law, how that person felt. Because again, most of the time, it doesn't require a solution because people don't care what you know until they know that you care, as the Teddy Roosevelt quote goes. And it's really learning, well, how do I show up in those moments and go, you know what, you mattered to me and how you felt mattered. And I'd love to better understand that. And then we both do that, and then we move on.
That's good.
So, Greg, I know you and your wife have written a whole series of ready-to-wed materials.
Yeah.
Talk about those a little bit and how they can be used leading up to and even after the marriage.
Yeah, we designed it specifically for couples to go through with a mentor. So just, you know, an older, wiser, more experienced couple to go with, because you watch these little 20-minute videos and then you just walk through questions. And it's so good when you can glean that wisdom from a more experienced couple. How have they managed this? How have they navigated conflict and communication and in-laws and, you know, all those key, you know, topics that we need to understand as we walk into marriage. But what I love is that, you know, marriage is not an individual sport. It's a team sport. And I have a good friend, and his quote about marriage is that marriage is a duet in need of background singers. and that's what Ready to Wed is really about. It's going, hey, let's start to build community. Let's start to build relationships that are going to be cheering on our marriage, who are committed as we, you know, go in our marriage, that they're going to be right there going, you know, yeah, I know you're hurting, and let us help you get some help. You know, they're going to celebrate the good. They're going to help us through the bad. It really does take a village to raise a marriage, and that's what Ready to Wed does. It's got the right information, the right topics that we need to understand, but it really helps you to start to build that support network.
Okay, so what do you do if you have family that are not on board with your marriage?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, through the research that we've done, you need to pay attention to that. That's a big red flag when close family, close friends, the people that really know you, if they have major, major concerns, I would encourage that couple to step back, really try to understand what, help me to understand the concerns. At the end of the day, you get to choose whether or not you marry this person. So own the decision. The decision is yours. But if you've got people who are concerned, man, lean into that. I would then take those concerns to a good Christian licensed counselor and go through some good premarital counseling and address that. Get that kind of wisdom and feedback. But that definitely would be a red flag that's worth pursuing and better understanding.
That's really good advice. So if you want to get more information about the Ready to Wed products, if you will, or tools, you can get those right at the FocusOnTheFamily.com website. Just do a search for Ready to Wed, and it'll take you there where you can get that. And so, Greg, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for always being willing to come on with us. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for your passion for marriage. I sure appreciate it.
You bet.